But what about the issue of actual management of these patients? Because it looks like now, obviously, there are a lot of new therapies. I mean, from a practical perspective, do we know whether or not people in practice are having the newest therapies presented to them?
Primary oncologists are presented currently with a myriad of new therapeutics and strategies for multiple myeloma. I believe that it is a bit confusing to them about the sequence of new agents, what combinations appear to be the most important, and what is the order that these agents can be used. It takes a period of time before this information is translated and disseminated to the primary oncologists. And so understandably, I think they're somewhat confused about which drugs do I use first and what is the sequence. I will tell you that even for those of us that you might consider more knowledgeable in this field, there still is some uncertainty because we have these new drugs. They've only been available for a few years, and we're just beginning to combine them, and we don't yet have the clinical data to say this regimen is better than the next regimen. It's a work in progress. We're learning, and I think we're developing more knowledge about which of these combinations are more effective. But I believe that we don't yet have the solid data on outcome that we need to say this regimen is superior to this regimen. We have some early data that suggests this, but we don't have the definitive information.